At the moment, on the news, we are constantly bombarded with information about death. So many people tragically lost their lives. And it's inevitable under such circumstances that we will start to think of our own death, which in the Buddhist tradition is considered a good thing. And the more aware we are of our mortality, the more we will value the moments we have. We're encouraged to reflect on our death, to give us energy, to motivate us to use our life as meaningfully as we can. But it is possible that at the moment we're thinking, well, what if I do get this? What if I do suddenly find myself incapacitated and staring death in the face? Am I ready? Have I done enough? Will I be able to face that with dignity, with a spiritual positive mind? And maybe we start to worry. Maybe we think, well, I haven't done as much purification as I hoped to. I haven't gained the realizations that I wished I had. I haven't got round to practicing in the way I always told myself I would. And maybe we're leaving the door open to have a lot of regrets and fear. And of course, the last thing we want when we're facing death is fear. So, as Kadampa Buddhists, our heart practice, one of our daily practices, is our heart jewel prayers. You know, every Kadampa Buddhist center around the world engages in the heart jewel prayers every day. And we invite Guru Tsongkhapa, we invite the protector, Dorje Shugden. And these are the main practices of the new Kadampa tradition. And within our heart jewel practice, there is a beautiful technical method that if we haven't read Heart Jewel, we may not fully have appreciated. If we haven't read the commentary by Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, Heart Jewel, the commentary to the practice. So at the beginning of the Heart Jewel prayers of the Guru Yoga of Jetsangkapa, we invite Guru Tsongkhapa to come from Tushita Pure Land, from the heart of Buddha Maitreya, the future Buddha, on a thread of clouds from his heart, of clouds of wisdom and compassion. And later in the practice, we invite Guru Tsongkhapa into our heart, still on this thread of clouds. So that the thread of clouds comes down to our heart. There is a thread of clouds joining our heart and Buddha Maitreya's heart in Tushita Pure Land. Now, this simple visualization that many of us do every day, if we focus on it, it can become a perfect transference of consciousness practice, something that we can quickly remember, something that even if the circumstances of our dying are not in any way ideal, if we can just remember that thread of clouds, we can relax and be extremely confident. Venerable Geshe says, even if we experience sudden death, providing we remember this thread of clouds, we shall definitely be reborn in Tushita Pure Land, because our consciousness will follow the pathway of this thread directly to Maitreya's heart. This is an actual transference of consciousness. Thus, if we sincerely practice Ganden Lagema and Migtsema each day and remember the thread of clouds at the time of death, we shall definitely be reborn in Tushita Pure Land. Venerable Geshe isn't saying if we've purified all our negative karma, if we applied ourselves sincerely all day every day to our practice if we gained all these realizations. He's not saying that. He's saying if we practice our heart jewel, and if we recite the Miksema prayer, if we remember the thread of clouds, we will definitely be reborn into Shuddha Pure Land. Knowing that, we can relax. Of course, you know, we want to remember death and we want to use a wisdom fear to appropriately motivate us to not waste the moments that we have and to cherish each unique moment and use it to grow as much as we possibly can and to help others as much as we possibly can in this life. But should it come to it and we find ourselves suddenly facing death, we don't need to worry. We don't need to be afraid. We certainly don't need to be filled with regrets. We can be joyful, confident. We can remember the thread of clouds and know I am going to travel this pathway directly to Maitreya's heart. I will be born in the pure land of Tushita, surrounded by bodhisattvas, and I will receive instructions directly from Guru Tsongkhapa there.